They just cannot handle that. Almost all other sins have some pleasure. Almost all other sins have some pleasure associated to them, some temporary feeding of self. Jealousy does not. Jealousy does not. Take anger. How could that be fear of anger? Do you know there are people who really get off on being angry? They really do. They just, boy, it's a power thing. We watch movies like something like George Patton and his anger. And we can even envy that kind of anger. But not jealousy. There is absolutely no pleasure to the person himself. But almost any other sin that we can talk about, there is a pleasure in it. There is no pleasure whatsoever in jealousy or envy. And that's why, people, if there's no pleasure in it, that's why spiritual love is going to block it out. Because spiritual love is pleasurable. So it's going to block out anything that is unpleasurable. There is no pleasure in jealousy. Only destruction of self. There is not even the pleasure at hurting the object of your jealousy. Judas could not enjoy one cent of what he earned. You can't even enjoy the hurting if it's out of jealousy. You can out of anger, but not out of jealousy. Another little principle under point two. No one admits to jealousy. No one admits to it. The most difficult thing to admit, to confess, to acknowledge. It is so base and petty that no one likes to admit that they are jealous. To do so would only serve to further praise the object of their jealousy. And so no one's going to admit it. And finally, the third little principle under point two. No one ever envies an envious person. No one ever envies an envious person. You might even envy the way some people do anger. Oh, I think you get angry like Patton. Well, when he got angry, man, everybody moved and did what he wanted done, and man, it was dramatic. That was cool. No one ever envies an envious person. No one is ever jealous of a jealous person. Okay? Point three. Jealousy